Yeah, same thing happened to me years ago, about 1200 volts. It was a DNA or something. I can't remember what make it was, but it was big time. It was like 10-2 or something, but I came across the plate voltage, and from what my nephew told me, my nephew was in the room with me. He told me my feet came off the floor, and then it threw me back against the wall. I crushed all the tubes on my way out. And then he said I was flopping and flipping around and drooling and all kinds of crap. All I did was, as soon as I hit that high voltage, so like I said, it felt like somebody blasted me with something. And then I finally came to. I was laying there on the floor, and he's on top of me. You all right? You all right? But anyway, I wanted to tell you, you have inside these amplifiers, you have capacitors, filter capacitors, that are charged to the full plate voltage. Even with the thing unplugged and stuff, if there ain't no bleeder resistor, some amps don't come with bleeder resistors. And even if the thing's been unplugged for a week or so, them capacitors hold the charge. You go across the top of them tubes, you're going to get it.
Yeah, believe it or not, we had it plugged in, checking it out, and we took the top off the box, and he unplugged the board from the tubes and popped out the tubes, and I said, you can't do that. You're going to get electrocuted. He didn't get electrocuted. Something about this box don't store juice or something. I don't know.